Language Course, Book 18, Tape 1C. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 1C. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the conversations. Number 1.
When are you going to leave for the academy, Michael?
I'm going to leave tomorrow. Will you come to tell me goodbye?
What did Amy ask Michael?
She asked him when he was going to leave. For the academy.
Did Michael ask her why she wanted to know?
No, he didn't. He asked her if she had come to tell him goodbye. Number 2.
When will you write me?
I'll write as soon as I can. Will you answer my letters?
Did Amy ask Michael when he'd write to her?
Yes, she did. She asked him when he'd write to her.
What did Michael tell her?
He'd write as soon as he could. Then he asked her if she had answered his letters. Now look at Figure 2. Listen to the conversations and repeat them. Number 1.
Where do you think you'll go for your vacation?
I think I'll go to Spain.
Listen to a question and write the answer.
Carol, did Diane ask you where you'd go for your vacation?
Repeat. Yes, she did. She asked where I'd go for my vacation.
Listen and repeat. Number 2.
What are you going to study at the academy, Michael?
I'm going to major in engineering.
Listen to a question, write the answer.
What did Amy ask Michael?
Repeat. Amy asked him what he was going to study at the academy. Listen and repeat. Number 3.
When are you going to come home?
I'll come home when I can.
Listen to the question and write the answer.
What did Amy ask Michael?
Repeat. Amy asked him when he was going to come home. Listen and repeat. Number 4. When are you going to retire, Norm?
I don't know for sure.
Listen to a question and write the answer.
Norm, did Gordon ask you when you were going home? Repeat. No, he didn't. He asked when I was going to retire.
Listen and repeat. Number 5. What will you do when you retire?
I'll enjoy doing nothing.
Listen to a question and write the answer.
What did Gordon ask you, Norm? Repeat. He asked me what I do when I retired.
Now look at figure 3. Listen to a telephone conversation. Then write a message like the one the person who answered the telephone would write. Number 1.
Daniels and Daniels.
This is Ms. North. I have an appointment with Mr. Daniels today at 3:00. Will you please tell him that I'll bring the papers he requested then?
I'll tell him, Ms. North, and thank you for calling.
Now write the message. Check what you wrote. The call is from Ms. North to Mr. Daniels. The secretary would probably write a message like this. She'll bring the papers you requested to the 3:00 appointment she has with you today. Number 2.
Hello?
Mrs. Holmes, please.
She can't come to the phone right now. This is her daughter. May I say who's calling?
Yes. This is Dora Dutmer at Book Barn. Please tell her the book she ordered is in, and she can pick it up any time in the next 3 days.
I'll tell her. Thank you.
Now write the message. Let's check your answer. Mrs. Holmes' daughter would probably leave a message for her mother similar to this. The book you ordered is in. You can pick it up any time in the next 3 days. Number 3.
Dollar Department Store.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Shedd in the furniture department, please.
Just a moment, please. I'm sorry, Mr. Shedd isn't in today. May I take a message?
Yes, this is Mrs. Knight. Please tell him I found the exact chair I was looking for somewhere else. I won't need the one that he put aside for me.
I'll tell him tomorrow when he comes in.
Now write the message. Check your answer. This is what the secretary would write in the message for Mr. Shedd. She's found the chair she wants somewhere else. She won't need the one you put aside for her. Number 4.
Watts Museum, may I help you?
Yes, this is Mrs. Dole. I'd like to make an appointment to bring my class to the museum next Thursday at 10 o'clock. We'll need a guide.
Very well. Your guide will be Mr. Kane. How many students can I tell him to expect?
Please tell Mr. Kane there will be 35 fifth grade students and one teacher.
Thank you. We'll be ready for you.
Now write the message. Check your answer. The secretary would probably write a message like this. Next Thursday, 10 a.m., 35 fifth graders and one teacher. Number 5.
Mr. Polly, please.
He's on the other line. May I ask who's calling?
Yes, this is Ed at the auto garage. Tell him his car won't be ready before tomorrow at noon. He'd better call before he comes after it.
I'll give him the message.
Now write the message. Check your answer. The secretary's message would probably be like this. Your car won't be ready before noon tomorrow. Call before picking it up. Number 6.
Jane?
No, this is her roommate. Jane's not in. May I take a message?
Yes, this is Carlos at the Regal Beauty Salon. I've had an emergency, so I have to cancel her appointment for today. Ask her to call me tomorrow to make a new one.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Now write the message. Check your answer. Jane's roommate would leave her a message like this. Has an emergency. Must cancel appointment for today. Call tomorrow for a new one. Now look at figure 4. Take a moment to read the chart. Now listen to questions about the chart. Select the answers and circle A, B, or C. Number 1. What does the chart show? Number 2. How much does a letter that weighs 5 1/2 ounces cost to mail? Number 3. How much does a letter that weighs over 9 ounces but not over 10 ounces cost to mail? Number 4. How much does the first ounce cost? Number 5. How much does a letter that weighs 2 ounces cost to mail? Number 6. How much does a letter that weighs a little less than 8 ounces cost to mail? Number 7. How much does a letter that weighs a little over 11 ounces cost to mail? Number 8. How much does a 3 3/4 ounce letter cost to mail? Now check your answers. Number 1 is A. The chart shows first class mail prices. Number 2 is B. How much does a letter that weighs 5 1/2 ounces cost to mail? $1.07. Number 3 is C. How much does a letter that weighs over 9 ounces but not over 10 ounces cost to mail? $1.75. Number 4 is B. How much does the first ounce cost? 22 cents. Number 5 is A. How much does a letter that weighs 2 ounces cost to mail? 56 cents. Number 6 is A. How much does a letter that weighs a little less than 8 ounces cost to mail? $1.41. Number 7 is C. How much does a letter that weighs a little over 11 ounces cost to mail? $2.09. Number 8 is B. How much does a 3 3/4 ounce letter cost to mail? 73 cents. Look at figure 5. Listen to a conversation. Write the numbers you hear. When was the U.S. Military Academy established?
In 1802. It's located 50 miles from New York City, near the town of West Point, New York. That's why it's usually called West Point.
Was it the first school in the U.S. to train engineers?
Yes, and the first class had only 10 cadets. Now there are about 4,500 students studying in one of the two main fields offered.
Do the students receive commissions when they graduate?
Yes, as second lieutenants. If they want to, they can be commissioned in one of the other military services.
Listen to the conversation again. When was the U.S. Military Academy established?
In 1802. It's located 50 miles from New York City, near the town of West Point, New York. That's why it's usually called West Point.
Was it the first school in the U.S. to train engineers?
Yes, and the first class had only 10 cadets. Now there are about 4,500 students studying in one of the two main fields offered.
Do the students receive commissions when they graduate?
Yes, as second lieutenants. If they want to, they can be commissioned in one of the other military services.
Listen and check your answers. Number 1 is 1802. The U.S. Military Academy was established in 1802. Number 2 is 50. It is located 50 miles from New York City. Number 3 is first. Al asks if West Point was the first school in the U.S. to train engineers. Numbers 4 and 5 are first and 10. The first class had only 10 students. Number 6 is 4,500. Number 7 is 1. And number 8 is 2. There are about 4,500 students studying in one of the two main fields offered. Number 9 is 2nd. And number 10 is 1. Graduates receive commissions as second lieutenants, or they may wish to be commissioned in one of the other military services. This is the end of Tape 1C, Book 18.